Anyhow, this hour is open phones. Whatever you'd like to talk about, 989-752-6111 is the number to get in touch with us. Before we get to some of those topics, I have something I want to chat about personal just for a moment. My wife and I, we're not regular theater goers, but for some reason, it all fell in place this week. And Thursday, we went out and saw a movie, something we have not seen in a long, long time. We went to see Elvis. Very, very good. Very long, but a very good movie. We're glad we went. And then last night, we went down to the Court Theater and saw the show Pure AM Gold, put on by the Stone Street Revival. It was a benefit for Mustard Seed. And I had not seen this group before. And they asked if I would introduce the group. And I said, well, okay. They gave me a script, if you will. And I started reading the script. And the more I read it, the more I kept saying, you gotta be kidding. All these guys are around here, these guys and one gal. And I just, it blew my mind because one of them, and I've got the script in front of me here, one of them is a member of the Michigan Country Music Hall of Fame. Many of them play for local symphonies and concert bands. One of them appeared on Late Night with David Letterman and on The Tonight Show twice and has performed on a platinum-selling record. And they're phenomenal. They're an eight-piece band, plus they had a fella doing the disc jockey work because it was supposed to be like a 60s radio show, if you will. And they played all this music and played it very well. Oh, my goodness gracious. One hit after another. And they just, it was just spectacular. I'd never seen them before. Love to see them again. Love to see them again. The group is called Stone Street Revival. And the show they put together was called Pure AM Gold. AM being AM radio back in the day. Before FM really took off, it was AM radio. It's where all the hits were made. It's where I started my career. So we went because, I mean, it was, for me, a throwback. I sat there watching this show about Pure AM radio, listening to all the music that I played on AM radio when I got in the business in 1963. So it was kind of a neat evening, but I just wanted to compliment them on their musicality and the way the show is structured. But if you have a chance, Stone Street Revival is the group. They have a website. You can find them online. And they are superb. Just great musicians. Just a sampling of the talent that we have in this region available. And then it was for the benefit of the Mustard Seed. Amy Bartels Rowe was there, and a big crowd. I mean, the theater was practically full. And it was impressive. Really was impressive the way they did the whole thing. They had fun. They did some shtick. And when it came to playing the music, top-notch. So we're glad we went. You know, we haven't really gone out to a lot of those things. It's one of those things where my wife more than me, but we're homebodies to a way. We have, you know, some folks that are true friends of ours that we go out with pretty regularly, go out to dinner, something like that. But otherwise, we're not really big social butterflies. I mean, I go to a lot of events my wife doesn't go to because she doesn't go anywhere where I have to socialize and she sits there alone, and I don't blame her. Don't blame her at all. So we, you know, in many ways would rather be home with Monkey, our dog, than out and about. We're not social butterflies, so to speak. And, you know, part of that is as you get older, you know, you don't have the same desires. But this week, for some reason, we decided to break the mold and get out and went to a movie and went to the show and actually had a pretty good time. Pretty enjoyable all the way around. Saw a great movie. And, yeah, we'll consider going back again sometime. Ate a lot of popcorn, I'll tell you that. You have to do that at a movie theater, right? Absolutely have to do it. That's how they make their money. Selling you the popcorn and all that good stuff. And just one other note about the Court Theater, if you haven't been there. Hats off to Tom Braley and his wife, who have spent their time and treasure refurbishing this quaint little theater. It's truly what I call intimate theater, because it only seats, I don't know exactly what the seating is. It may be something like 4.5, you know, maybe somewhere around 400. I'm not even sure about that. But it's been tastefully redone. All the systems have been upgraded. And it's a tough road. I mean, you know, they did this before the pandemic hit, and then the pandemic hit, and that shut everything down. And in the same way that the Shaheens redid the Temple Theater and made it a gift to the community, in a way, this is Tom and his wife did the same thing. This Court Street Theater is a gift to the community because it's a wonderful place to see things you won't see in big theaters, big screens, big stages. It's much more intimate. And they did a very, very nice job in redoing it. So if you have a chance, something comes along at the Court Theater that tickles your fancy, go see it. You'll be glad you did. You will be. Promise you.